T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let me hit record. What's here. Oh, we are official. Look at you.
Look at you.
You look cozy AF right now, my man.
You look the opposite of cozy. You have a brick wall behind you.
And this is faux brick. Everything's fake.
It's not even real brick?
It's not even real brick. I mean, come on. This is just
mad. I'm so disappointed in you.
I'm disappointed in myself. I mean, look, what's this room? I feel like something magical happens in this room. Tell me the story.
This is the studio. I'm not even going to move the camera because, like, for some reason, this thing keeps messing up. You hear me?
You see me? I hear you. Good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Perfect. I'm not going to move it because I literally don't, I like just got like a tripod, like, and like, I'm like, I have it like, so I don't have to hold it myself. This is like brand new territory for me. I'm not a tech savvy type of guy. So this is crazy.
Look at you go though. I mean, you got the tripod. I just got my ring light. See, I think 2020 with COVID and everyone doing like their broadcast from home, I feel like we had to step up.
Oh yeah, I got a ring light too.
Look at us, man. It only took, you know, a few years, but we got it. We figured it out.
We're like Instagrammers now.
we're influencers.
We're influencers. I'm influenced.
Come on.
I'm influencing.
So wait, is this the room where you actually wrote Lonely? This is the room.
This is part of the room. This is part of the room. We wrote part of the song here, and it's a good room. It's a good room. There's couches. It's comfy.
Nice art. I mean, what could you ask for? What do you need? So let's talk about Lonely Man.
I mean, I could ask for a faux brick wall.
Lowe's, right here, Lowe's baby. And I did all the painting myself. This was a COVID project, little quarantine project. Not bad.
Oh, beautiful.
Chef kiss. Lonely, sir. So I heard the song.
Yes,
it was like a first listen for me. I was like, this is great, fantastic, great production. Justin sounds great. I saw the video and I was like, okay, I'm the little kid looks like Justin Bieber as a kid. This is fantastic. But it's when I saw the performance on SNL last weekend. I saw it live. I was flipping through the channels, and it just took it to a whole nother stratosphere for me, and I think a lot of other fans as well. I mean, just the emotional impact of the performance, and you could see in Justin's face and his voice and in you. And was that not Justin Bieber's best live performance ever?
It was insane. Like, for me, it's like, look, I'm just a fan. So I'm like you. So like, it's like, I'm on stage, and when he came up and like did that run that like wasn't normally in the song, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, don't mess up. Just don't even look up. Like, honestly, the song is so raw and emotional, and like we wanted to keep, like, we could have done an SNL performance with like lights and this and that, but it was like, for me, it was like, I just want it to be like raw, like you're seeing like the actual like SNL stage and audience, and then it goes, you know, and we just like, it was surreal. It was a surreal experience. I'm sitting there and I'm like, wow, I'm like on stage doing a song with Justin Bieber. It's like, what is my life?
What is life? And like on SNL, which is such an iconic stage. I mean, I grew up, you know, standing SNL. Was it cool being a part of that and being like the guy on stage? I mean, weird during COVID times. Was it weird, that whole process?
Well, so I've actually done SNL before and like been there a bunch of times before, but this was completely different because for one, it was, so anytime you walk through the door, you got tested. I got tested 6 times in that week.
Oh, like full on, no swabs everywhere.
Yeah. Full on. So it's like super safe. If you were in the audience, you get tested twice and you have to have like a mask on. So it's like, you didn't have that thing though in the back of like SNL, like usually in the hallways, everyone's pouring out into the hallways. There's parties, like there's a party after, there's a party while it's happening. Like, it's like, you're like, just like, oh my, you're like, you're in the zone. And it was very different, but it was,
I'm picturing like an Eyes Wide Shut party. I'm not sure why that's where I went to mentally. I'm like,
yeah just
Illuminati. Just Illuminati.
No, it was like, it was very different. It was very different for me too. Cause I'm like, you know, I've been very COVID safe. So this was like my first journey, like outside. So I was like, oh my God. Like I was like seeing people like in the streets and it's like, it was strange.
How do I do this again? This is weird seeing people in 3D. This is awkward.
Yeah. It was crazy. You know, I haven't really seen people. I'm like super COVID safe. And like, you know, I'm like losing friendships because I'm like telling people they're being idiots on like my friends on Instagram. And
I'm the same way too, though. I think I've been slowly isolating myself since like 2015. So I think like, I'm in my pocket right now. I'm good.
Exactly.
Did you get to hang out with like Jim Carrey? Like, did you still get to interact with any of the, yeah?
So crazy. I actually did. So my friend who does my music videos, Jake Schreier, like he does all my music videos. He's actually a movie director and he like directed Jim Carrey in the show called Kidding. And so like, he was like, hey, I want to introduce you to someone. I was like, okay, great. So we go over and I'm like chilling with Jim Carrey. And I'm like, what? I'm like, you're Jim Carrey.
You picked a good day to, right. You're Ace Ventura. You picked a good day to leave the house. It was a good
day. I know. It's like, okay, not a bad day.
Yeah. So let's talk about the writing process really quick. So I know you have a bunch of these to do and I appreciate the time. So you're writing with Phineas, you have this concept. Justin Bieber was then added to the mix, or was he always a part of this writing process? With this
like one? Before, it's like, I was like, okay, I'm going to do a thing, you know? And then, you know, because it was quarantine and me and Phineas started something and we started like another song and we were like, and he was like about to leave. And this was right before quarantine. And I was like, he was like about to leave. And then I was like, look, can we just do one of the ballads, Finn? Like, I love your, like, just come on, let me do the thing. Let's do the meaningful song.
Do the thing.
And then, we like started it. And then immediately hit Justin. And it's like, I feel like, you know, I've been working with Justin since 2009. So it's like, I feel like if I wasn't so close with Justin, and if, you know, Justin and Phineas didn't have that relationship, I don't know if this song would have necessarily even happened. So it's like, you know, The fact that we got to pull it off and just like, it's just so important for right now, I think, this song on so many different levels.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, was there ever a moment where the song never saw the light of day because of how personal it was? So there was a time. Okay. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was like ups and downs the whole time, and like the fact that like the Justin was like finally like, oh, like you know, it's a hard thing to do. It's like, because we're like, you know, the guy lived his life so publicized since he's 13. Like, so it's like, dude, if you mess up, like your friends are like, dude, you're a dick. Or your mom's like, I'm disappointed in you. If Justin messes up, it's on CNN the next day.
Right.
Like, and it's like, you know, so, and he's, you know, he's just like, I feel like this is the first time where he's like really just like comfortable with who he is. He's married. He's like telling people, he's like, this is what it is. This is who I am. And it's like, he's never been, you know, he's never really been cookie cutter in that way. Like as he's grown up, like Justin's been like, you know, most people will be like, here's my new song on Instagram. Justin's like, yo, I got a pimple and I have anxiety today. Like, and right. I think like, those are the type of things that like, if that can like help like one kid in the middle of like Texas, like, it's like, that's a win for me.
Absolutely. I think it hits different when your favorite artist is so transparent and so genuine about everything you just described. And do you think it's the fact that now he is in a good place, like you just referenced, he is married, he does seem like in a good place. Do you think that is allowing him to be able to be open about his past and be so transparent on such a vulnerable song like Lonely?
Yeah, and it's just growing and growing past that. And just like he's like finally an adult. Like he hasn't been an adult like his whole life. Like it's like he's like just growing up in the spotlight. And I think like now it's like he's like, oh, okay, I'm a real person now. And like people like are going to listen to what I have to say like outside of like my songs. And like I just think it's like it's just a moment. And he's always so passionate about like charity and mental health awareness, and it's like we did an event yesterday for it, and he's like, it's always been something so on the forefront, and like that's why he like, you know, like reached out to like Billy so early on and like mentored her, and like even in our video with like Jacob Tremblay, like he was talking to him for like an hour just about all this stuff, and it's just like it's crazy to see.
Yeah, it's amazing to see him in this place. And like you said, the song is not only important to him and in his life, but also to everyone. I mean, literally everyone in the world right now and in the, you know, the year that we live in right now. So this is major. It's important.
Major.
So we appreciate the time. I know you have a bunch of these. So Benny, it's always a pleasure to catch up, and congrats on all the success. And yeah. I love the Thank room. I want to cuddle up in there. I want to watch some like.
Come on, cartoon. Come cuddle. There's room on this couch. Come on, baby.
I want to have a hot toddy or something.
Let's do it. Hot toddy. All right. Good talking to you.
You're the man, dude. Talk to you soon.
All right. Peace, bro.
Peace.